we are holding in Simon Shin Samach Gimel in Sif Chavav Mishabura Kuf Yud Beis. Okay, so we're talking about that we require a tzuras of Pesach at the end of the Mavui, and therefore when we make this string going across, which is going to be the vertical of the tzuras of Pesach, you have to make sure that you put two horizontal, the two sides under the string. Kuvyud base. Mekim and shakonim shelamata gvoyim asar tvachim. Once the verticals on the two sides are 10 tvachim high. Ein tzarich oid konim lamala likshar hachevel behem. We don't need them to go all the way up, and you should tie the chevel to those konim. El yochel likshar chevel negdon. You can make just tie the string above them. You'll attach it to the roof on the two sides. You they don't have to touch. Tzuras of Pesach is valid even if the two verticals don't and the horizontal don't touch. We have to be careful that you put the string on the top of the pole of the tzuras of Pesach. You can't put it on the side. It has to go over the top. You're attaching to some item there on the roof. That's not important where you attach it on the top or the side, because that's not really the valid vertical is not where you're attaching it up there on the roof. It's the one down below, the 10th tefachim down below. As long as the ones below are under the strings, kosher, it's kosher. If you have your verticals, you have a horizontal, there's something jutting out beneath where the vertical is and the horizontal, that's a problem. That's Mavazel the Tzuras of Pesach. If there's anything that's going to interrupt between the two, it's a problem. Kimash Agag, Mafsik Ben Achebel, HaKonim. There's this roof jutting out in between where the string is on top and the Konim are down below. Ben Achebel, Tzuras of Pesach, but you don't make a Tzuras of Pesach normally in such a way. You wouldn't make your doorway with this thing sticking in the middle. So the solution is, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, is you open up part of the roof. So this roof is just sticking out in between, so the roof is jutting out beyond the edge of the building, and it's sticking out, so you have a vertical here, your horizontal is here, and there's this roof thing sticking over here. Make a hole. Right? So your vertical now is directly under your horizontal. The fact that there's things on the side that you don't care about. Okay.
But you don't have to see the chevel above, right? You say, right? The chevel could be as high as you, in the beginning we had.
Theoretically, it could be as high, just if you have to really make sure that it's directly beneath it.
Where's Sholta Ba'ena? That only goes by Sukkah?
I mean, Sholta Ba'ena would only apply to the Kura. If you want to be Matur based on Kura, not on Tzuras of Pesach, then you have to be able to see it. But by Tzuras of Pesach, there's no requirement to see it.
You don't even have to see it.
Theoretically,
it could be an Empire State Building. It could be. You don't have to see this even.
Correct.
Okay. Someone just tells you it's there.
As long as you know for sure that they're directly beneath it. That might be more challenging over there a little bit. The higher it gets, the more challenging that is. If you get too high, you probably have a curvature of the earth issue. What's called directly beneath it? Okay. Shnei konim. So you put your two verticals down al ha'aretz, down by the ground. Mm-hmm. Fine. So let's say the scenario would be I have the mavi coming down. Here's the end of the mavi. And I put on the top of the wall here, I put some type of a peg, and I run a string from the top of the two walls. So I have the wall, have the wall, that's verticals, and I have my horizontal. So that doesn't work. I can't use the walls of the Mavi as the Kanim. It has to be something independent of that. Now, v'imika b'amud b'koysel boilet, if I would have, so if here's your Mavi, and here's the walls of the Mavi, right, and here's the inside of the Mavi, here's the walls. Right here at the edge, there's like a little, in the wall itself, but it's like it sticks out. There's like a extra piece of with something that sticks out. Well, that could count as, that could count. Nidam Shum Kana, that could count as the Kana to put your, that'll be the verticals, and you put your horizontal on the top, and you're okay. But only im samachal of me'er of Shabbos, the ligar me'lechi b'siv yod aleph. That's something which is there already beforehand. It's only considered valid if you decided before Shabbos that you're going to use it for that purpose. So, if the wall, I don't think we have a picture of it. I don't know why they didn't make a picture of it. If I would have, the wall was the end of the wall looked like that. There's these things sticking out. The chifupim sticking out. So Mishnah Berurah is going to say if they're less than three tefachim from one from the other, so that means star if it's lavud, and that can count as your lechi. And count as your vertical for the Teresa Pesach. Yesterday, because of Kipufim, Pachas Mishloshet Tzvachim, Ad Pachas Mishloshet Tzvachim, some lords, and the last one is within three Tzvachim of the grounds. Yes, Shismach Aleim, Erev Shabbos, you can decide before Shabbos that these should be the Shem Konim Shal Teresa Pesach, and they will act as the verticals of your Teresa Pesach. But there has to be a clear, direct there, space from them, the last one of them, and the rope on top. Okay. This situation, I just told you, it's okay. Some say chivupim like this are not acceptable. Why is that? And we discussed the concept in halacha called Piskei Shamoi. Piskei Shamoi means that the you're making the doorway in a way which is not normal. So normally, if you want to make a doorway, you wouldn't have sticking in, out, in, out, in, out. That wouldn't be a way to do that. So therefore, he feels, even though it's lavud, and lavud is as if it's enclosed, as if it's the whole thing is there, but we cannot accept that for the purpose of a Teresa Pesach. And therefore that would not be good. Okay. Imam the Khan Basakh Abaya is a Basakh Gather Hamuk of Marbarukhov, Lav Klumhu, Film Khanekh Mehemid Sham Gamkin Lomahani. So this is a very important halacha, that I can't have the verticals of the Tzuras HaPesach in a surrounded in a rishus, in a area which would be the equivalent of a Shusha Yachid, something which is enclosed in four sides. So one of the most common examples of that, when we had before, is a bush. You know, if you have a tree which is 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high, and there's no gap of 3 tefachim between the leaves, even if the wind blows, that gets a denim like an omud. So if I have a pole in the middle of that, that pole is in a separate, it's like it's in a separate Rishus from where everything else is. So that would invalidate your Tzuras HaPesach. So that's one of the issues that people know when they want to make their own backyard Tzuras HaPesach. One of the things they have to know is you don't want to put your Tzuras HaPesach into a bush, have a bush surrounding it. The example gives over here is if there'd be a fence around it. You're sticking inside a fenced area. So if you have a fence here and you put it there, and then you have your horizontal and the other vertical, but this one's not going to count because it's surrounded by a fence. So it's like separate. It's set off into a separate area. Can't combine. Even if one of them is, even one of them is like that, it's no good. Okay. They have to be directly under the string. But even a little bit off to the side, it's no good. And that'll work in my mother of foolish because it's considered source of Pesach. Even if the opening is more than 10 amas wide, that'll be valid. Source of Pesach is valid even with an opening more than 10 amas wide. Okay. Sif Chav Zayin. So here's the flip side of what we had in Simcha Vav. We said in Simcha Vav, you can have something which people use as a mavui, which will have the halachic status of a chatzar, because it's not the right shape or the right length, etc. So the opposite is also true. Chatzar she'arko yoser al rachboi, a chatzar, which means it's the area in front of the homes, but it's shaped different than your average chatzar. Average chatzar, remember, Arich was, when you walk in, going forward, that'll be the arich, and what's on the side is the roich. So the average chatzar, the distance, the side area is larger than the length area, or they're equal. The mavi is the opposite. That when you walk into the mavi, you go far back, you know, to reach all the chatzaris, that's much longer than the width of the opening. So if you have a chatzar, which is arich yoser al rachboi, that the length, meaning the distance when you're as you're walking inwards, is longer than the width. Did it come over? The halacha deals with it as a mavi, not as a chatzar. We nitzur b'lechi a bekara, and therefore it has it of a mavi. So you can use a lechi or a curry. You don't need to make all the other things that a chatzar would need. Now, 1 second. We said in Sif Chav Vav that a mavi is only considered a mavi if it has two chatzeres opening into it, and each chatzer has two batim. So you tell me I have a chatzer, I don't have two chatzeres opening into it. So how can I tell you it works as a mavi, and you're matter with a lechi recur when I tell you by mavi itself, you can only be mutter if there's two chatzeres opening into the mavi. But this chatzer, which you're dealing with as a mavi, doesn't have two chatzeres. Right? It doesn't have the two chatzeres with the two houses in each chatzer opening up into this chatzer. That was sufficient. There was remakel in the situation because not going directly into shazarabim, that we weren't mechayev that you need all those items.
Why is the shape so relevant? If you have two houses going into the chatzar, and the chatzar is longer than it's wide, why is that a problem? I don't understand. Was that a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai thing?
You know, as far as I understand, it wasn't the Rabbanan, it wasn't the Dereisa. That decision to decide what was considered standard usage, the way they used to make it, and therefore it said you're going to have to meet standard usage, otherwise people will get confused. Chazal were convey it. And that's about as best I can tell you. It was defined by standard usage, this way that people wouldn't get confused. But I don't have a good answer. The question is better than the answer. Kuftes Zayin.
I'm just trying to think of another example of something that the shape is relevant in anything. I mean, clearly it's a chatzah. Two houses opening into it, and that chatzah is going into a mole. I mean.
Yeah. Again, the question.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as even it's a little bit more, it's already considered a mavi. For this purpose is the direction you're walking as you enter. We only deal with it as a chatzar if they're equal or the width is greater than the length. Okay. Sif Chav Ches. Mavi Shem Baruch Vishlesh Tvachim. You have a Mavi which the entrance into the Mavi is not three Tvachim wide. You'd have to like sort of turn sideways and walk in. They kept most of the wall. There wasn't the fourth wall, because there'd be a fourth wall. It's a different story. It's the third walls came closer and closer until you had this very small opening. And it's our shum tikkun. It's less than 3 tefachim. You don't need tikkun. It's sitting loving and it's closed. Shukasas, and we deal with it if it's closed. V'yesharim chol shein by 4 tefachim in our shum tikkun. Some say even up to 4 tefachim you don't need a tikkun. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah. The case of Mechaber was that the whole thing was very narrow. He's saying even if the whole thing was not narrow, but if the opening was just narrow, it would be the same thing. The same thing with the four, whether the whole thing is four or just the exit is four. If it's not four, it's up to four. You're going to say you don't need any other tikkun. Gam ken marish ois a rechav arbo b'chol aksolim al hechash abiskatz esamach lepistle and tzar tikkun. I feel a teicha rechav harbe. That's when you need a tikkun. That was a case where the whole thing was only four. Alhechashim is katzah samach lepischa and it's our tikkun. I feel the rochav harb. Even though the inner area is very wide, as long as the exit is only four. Okay, if you name it, Mechaber Mashma, the Sirlo, the Ikri Kader Rishon, the way that Mechaber presents it, he presents the first opinion as Stam, then he brings the second opinion as a Yesharim. In general, when the first opinion is a Stam, and the second, in general, we follow the second opinion. Halacha Kibasroi. But if the first opinion is presented as Stam, and the second one is presented as a Yesharim, we pass on like the Stam over the Yesharim. So the Shulchan Aruch said, 3 tefachim is the Stam, 4 tefachim was the Yesharim. The hechash arochav v'shloisha tzarech tikkun. That means once it's already 3 tefachim wide, lovin is always less than 3 tefachim. So if it's 3 tefachim full 3 tefachim, you need a tikkun already. The Ramban Darki Moshe says no, we can be samech on the second opinion. Well, then he has daiten here. Da'av im nachmer k'deya rishana. We're saying once it's 3 tefachim wide, it needs tikkun. In the case where in the inner area of the mavi was wider, and they got thinner until you got 3 tefachim by the exit. You say, no, you need a tikkun. 3 tefachim already, you need a tikkun. But in the case of the whole length of the mavi was not 4 tefachim wide. That's enough to say that you can that situation will be makel and say that like the second opinion up to 4 you don't need a tikkun because the whole mavi is not really so usable. It's less than 4. Okay. Siv Chav Tes. Mavi should see the echad kola liyan. You have a mavi, which is an open, in case it's open on 2 sides. You have chateris on one side, chateris on the other side. You have houses. And the mavi is open on both ends. And one end, it ends by a yam. There's a lake there, which is 10 tefachim deep. That's one end. Mitzira echad kola le'ash basharabit. And there was a dump. On the other end, there was a dump. And this dump had walls which are 10 tefachim high. So with the dump functions um, or the amount of islands were in there created at a height of 10 tefachim. Probably, you know, didn't have specific walls, but it itself had a height of 10 tefachim. So that will act as a closure on the two ends of the mavi. It's open on both ends. Yeah, but there's this equivalent of a wall, this big pile of garbage there on one end, and there's the other end is the lake, which has a drop off in the water of 10 tefachim down. So it acts as a wall. So you have walls on both ends. You have walls on all four sides. So is in a circle. So on the end where the ashba is, we're not worried. Well, maybe people decide one day, let's take all this stuff out, move it somewhere else. People will stop using this as a dumping place. People will, etc. No, that once you have a place that's used by the tzibur, chances are it's going to stay where it is. As opposed to ashba shayochid, which you might decide to move it for whatever reason. But ashba shalravim, he can assume it's staying put. And since the scenario was that it was large enough, it was 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, so it acts as a wall. It closed up the wall over there. That's on that end. But maybe we should be worried about on the yam end. What was the case? The case was that right at the edge of this movi went down, right down to the shore, houses, and then the water was there, and there was a drop. In the water, so the drop of the drop is 10 tefachim down, or even if it's a gradual enough slope, you know, that we have the up to a slope of, let's say, 25 degrees, it's still considered like a wall. So there was a wall there. Well, how do you know? The yam is putting out, delivering sand and dirt, etc., to the shore. So maybe it's going to deliver enough that's going to impact the slope there and take away the status of a wall. No. Maybe the yam will deposit its whatever it's going to deposit there. Pierce, what is that? Yovish ke'ein e a amount of solid material like a little island. Shnitzko amay mimeno. Shnasas roilis riyah. That it catches it to the point where now it roots can take place. The roots are taking place, and it blocks the water. So that'll happen. You don't have water there anymore. So no, we're not worried about that. So the more v'yesh kolkim v'sarim shechashina shem yala yam sirtan. We are concerned about that. It might add all the sirtan v'ain kamachitza, which then will remove the status that the mechitza will no longer be functioning because of this sirtan, which took away the status of a wall over there. So now you have an open end. So you can't carry, and that's what the Mishnah is going to say, and therefore you can't even carry before it happens, because it might happen, therefore you can't carry beforehand. Kol Eliyam, Kuf Yud Ches. There was two sides where you had houses, you had chaseris. For example, let's say that the east and the west were open. One ended up right by a lake, right by a sea, literally. There was an ashba which the amount of islands were there were 10 tefachim off the ground. So we deal with the ashba, it's 10 tefachim high, it's acts as a wall. Good. The other end, you have it's just closed by three sides now. Three sides still needs a tikkun on the fourth side. No, we'll have a source. We'll have a wall by the fourth side. I lost the place. Well, can circle klum shagam a yam nashal the mechitza. The yam is also considered a mechitza. The case was by the banks. It had a drop of 10 tefachim. Either there's water there. So it's like flat land. So the mechitza is like it's not there. No, that's not true. Water, at least till water, close to water is still pure, clear enough this to or even maybe if the chassis is translucent, that you could see the walls which are there. You could look down and say, oh, I see there's ground dropping off. So it's visible. Now, comes the Magen Avraham and adds a whole new dimension which we've never seen before. How do we deal with ships going through here? So you're saying, well, there's this natural edge of the yam, but that's true, there's a natural edge by the yam, but the ships, when they want to dock, they sort of go over that edge, they break through where the edge is to put themselves into the port. So the drop, wherever the drop is, you know, that height, etc., but the ships, you know, they're not that so deep, will come in to be on the ground or be semi on the ground, breaking through that barrier. So it comes along the Magen Avraham and says that the case was there's no ships going there. Normal is the port. There was no ships going through the water and then, you know, I guess directing themselves into the port area, which is beyond this wall, this perceived wall in the water. What's the problem? Dilav hachi. Because if you tell me there were ships there, also rabim mevalim mechitzta. So the flow of all these ships is like there's a rabim there, which is mevatel the status. We have the rabim breaks through, goes through an area which is normally considered not a rishus rabim. But if the press of people would naturally break through there and use that space, that's considered a rishus rabim. So the rabim is mevatel mechitzta. That's what the rabim says.
Where is the wall? It's at the edge of the water, or
is it
the land? Because
I'm picturing
water is down.
It goes into the under the water, and then there's a drop,
and then the water starts.
No, there's water here. There's water here. The shore goes out a little bit at a very very slight angle, and then it drops. Your continental shelf, your continental slope. So it wasn't that far out. I'm saying, you know, for the Chesapeake Bay, you can look out 3-4 feet, and you see there's a significant drop.
A drop in the water.
In the water already. So now the ship So now the ship is coming. When he wants to dock, he's going to go over that thing and dock on the ship will come onto the sand, onto the shore.
Oh, so if it's actually docking on the land.
So it's going to break through when it wants to go into the port. It's going to break through that wall. That imagined wall is being broken. So it's like a case of they have it's a wall which the something can break through it. It's like your case of the animals going under the walls. This, you know, you're sort of doing it here. I mean, we don't really deal with like planes breaking our walls because, you know, all the walls go up to who knows where. You know, the planes are flying through them and breaking them. But over here, it's clearly obvious that what's happening is the walls, the halachic walls are being breached. Mm-hmm. So once that's true, you lose your status of a wall. A wall which is breached is not a wall.
So the terrace is that there is no boats there.
We're talking about a scenario where that wasn't that boats wouldn't come through there to dock. Because a scenario where they would, it doesn't have a din of a mechitza, even before they come.
Now, when we said the concept of Gedi and Bokimba, did we say, does that have, couldn't we say that maybe in a place where there were no Gedim? If you could use that logic for boats, you should be able to use it for goats too. Boats, goats, it rhymes anyway. So I'm saying, if you use it for one, you use it for the other. I mean, if you can't use it for one, you can't use it for the other. What's the difference? If you're going to say that a boat could go through, then it makes no difference if there's boats there or not. And just like you do with Gedim, where you say, you're not saying that, you know, well, I'm sorry, I killed all the animals. There is no animals there, so it's okay. No, not really. What's the difference?
So there is a sheet that says this is all because we're talking about a natural mechitza. It wasn't maybe the Adam. Maybe the Adam you need more of an action to remove its status. But over here, since it was a naturally occurring, just the slope under the water, etc., that's all naturally occurring. So that can be.
You actually need the boat.
So then the we're saying no. The fact that there's a potential for a boat would be mevatel it, even though there's no boats coming. It has to be a place where there's bechlal. The whole concept doesn't exist. So the concept doesn't exist. So I have a wall there already. See, this is better than the case of the Bekiyas Gedeim. Here, it's being breached above. There is being breached below.
Okay.
So over here, I have a wall. The walls always start from the ground. I have a wall. So what's the chiddush over here is, even though I have a wall, so what goes on above, theoretically, you'd argue, I have my walls, the fact that there are helicopters going in and out of my chutzner and landing, because I have this very big chutzner and I have, helicopters landing there, doesn't mevatel the fact that I have walls.
Right.
They go over it. I don't care what happens after they have. Once I have 10 tefachim, I don't care what happens afterwards.
So then, Taka, what's the problem with the boat?
So, but since over there, since even though the wall is down below, but since I'm up here, but I use that wall. I'm not down there. In other words, the case of the chutzner, I'm down there. Over right. here, I'm up here.
Right.
So we're saying, and so the wall, the reason why there's a wall, as far as I'm concerned, because this wall is there, but it continues up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's being breached, so that's a problem. That's the chiddush over here.
Okay.
So that new din is only if it's actually happening.
We had a physical wall there, and the ship broke through. So wouldn't it still be fine?
No, again, the case wasn't, the point will be, if this is something which it's normal to do this, it does not. That's not a wall. Something which ships are going through there all the time is not really a wall.
But in theory, if you had a wall there and the ship broke through,
so it's not a wall, but you have a broken wall.
But you have at least a lechi.
That might be true, but if I'm being matzah over here, because it's a lechi, I'm being matzah because I have a wall. I have the equivalent of a wall. I don't have a wall there, really, because walls stop things.
So how many walls total do we have?
Well, the point over here is we don't need another tikkun because I have a fourth wall. All right, so he's saying, well, where's your fourth? It comes to Mogadrom and says, where's your fourth wall? That's what Moyer Rambam says. I will come akredim pligi alzad zotim shabura that many argue with this. The sirlo da filo kashasvina is overshom when he's bat la'yedizeh shem mechitza misfas hayam. The fact that the ships go there does not remove the status of a mechitza from the case of the yam. Shartzia makes a list of who that is. Okay. Okay, now, okay. Kisharaj echad minamovi kole linohar v'yesh gesher olov shemahalchen boi rabim lever hasheni. So your movi ends, and there's a bridge going over the water, and the movi feeds directly into the bridge. But down below, there's this wall. You have this wall of the drop of in the water. So here I have a scenario where down below there's a wall, the movi is higher up, and it continues on a bridge going over that. So well, okay, the bridge, there's a wall there. No. So this is an issue. The bridge will, yes, act as considered a breach in the mechitza, because it goes over it and it's built there permanently and it basically blocks the mechitza for continuing upwards. The tzarech la'asid tzuras ha'pesach b'makom ha'gesher. The only way you're going to be mata that the carrying in the mavi is by putting it at the edge of where the mavi meets the gesher. You put a tzuras ha'pesach to close off the mavi. This was, of course, this is one of the major issues you have with Manhattan. Manhattan, for the most part, is a naturally occurring mechitza. The drop around the city, most of the city, mm-hmm. It's a drop. It's not sandy. It just drops.
Yeah.
It's 10 tefachim deep, and it goes down the 3 feet. It's 10 tefachim. So you have theoretically a mechitza around the whole thing. Yeah, but there are bridges, and the bridges are more than 10 amas wide. And those streets just go into those bridges. You can't carry in them, and then once you can't carry in them, you have non enclosed streets. So another streets feed into those streets. You have nothing enclosed anymore. So the whole thing is not considered enclosed. So that was one of Ramesh's issues when the discussion came up of using those sea walls as part of the mechitza, the Erev, it says it's being breached by the bridges.
Tzuras HaPesach wasn't feasible for those bridges.
I don't think so. I don't think that they were able to get the, whatever reason they weren't able to get that as an option. That wasn't the only issue that he had, but that was one of the issues which was discussed in the Chuba, was the issue of Gesher. Now, this is not everybody agrees that Gesher is a problem. So we'll take a look over here at the Mishnah Berurah.
Wait, is he going to explain why is it we need Tzuras, according to that view, that it's a breach, we need Tzuras HaPesach as opposed to, I see, because it's a breach, you need more than a heker in the typical Mavois.
Right, here it's a direct flow out of the Mavi, and suppose that's the normal case where the Shiram is flowing perpendicular to the Mavi. Here it's flowing directly out of the Mavi. Take a look at the Shartzin and Sadi Hay. Okay. So this issue with the case of the bridges. So he says, Hine, maybe Tosev Shabbos, and Sever Tosev Shabbos, Chem Primagod, Mishra Sazov, Sivkot and Chof, Machadav, Shagesher, Roch of Yosem Yasser Amos, Doz Chosh, Kapirtsa. It's only if the width of the bridge is 10 Amos. Again, the Manhattan bridges are more than 10 amas, I can promise you. Not so wide. Apochos means that ain't sarach shum tikun da haver lekipesach. Okay, you have a wall and there's an opening. It's like a doorway. That's how they understand it. Amadiri yonodi bihudah b'simen shmen beiz masha desirilu da filo hagesher roch of rak arba tvachim gam ben sarach tikun mabakam azeh. You will need some type of a tikun ayim sefer nesh yisrael chen das hachayorim. So the issue over here is because it wasn't an actual wall which is built, it was a natural occurring wall which is, and there's some way which you can, the same way we discussed the idea of the ship going through, consider that you broke, it's a chesaron in the mechitza, so we say no, a ship not. But if there's an ongoing permanent thing which is a breach in that mechitza, it means it's not a mechitza. It takes away the status of mechitza from it. So the problem isn't that I have an opening more than 10 amos. The problem is I don't. That's like goats going under my wall. This is cars going on top of my wall. All right. So I don't care how wide it is. None of you says it's going to be a problem. There's people going over it. Okay, let's hold it here. Hold on, the Mishnah Berurah. No, let's finish off this Mishnah Berurah. Because of the Afka, Kishasasa Yam or Nor Hoya Omikasar Tvachim, it's all talking about obviously with 10 Tvachim deep. Sasa Yam of Anor, Meshuppah of Halach, it goes down at a very gradual slope. In Kishahalach, Shipua, Arba Amas, if you go out 4 Amas, and then in a Gavoya Sar Tvachim, you still haven't went down a depth of 10 Tvachim, say in a Mechitza, the Kakarka Shavadam, we know that as if it's flat, you have not created a Mechitza over there. It's all talking about there was a fairly steep slope, so that we consider that as a wall. But otherwise, not considered a wall. Okay, we'll hold on. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, Kuf Yud Tes.